Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome, you are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. Hey, Barbecue Bob, we're going to get everybody ready for the Super Bowl. Is that one of them words where we have to, you know, give credit to somebody else because they call it a Super Bowl, or are we allowed to use that? I know, right, you can't use March Madness without giving somebody credit, but whoever deserves credit, they get it, right? Because we're getting ready to do some food for the Super Bowl. We thought we'd hit it a week early so you had time to do your grocery shopping and get out there and get your ingredients for your tasty treats that are going to be there for the game. But I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop, and welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for making an appointment to hang out with us on the radio, terrestrial towers. But if you don't have the availability of, you know, picking it up on your local station when you want it, you can always podcast us. We have a huge podcast membership, and it's free. And you can just sign up, go to thegrillingguys.com, look for the earmuffs. You go to the iHeart app.
I think those are headphones.
Yeah.
Instead of earmuffs. Well, this time of year, though, it's cold out. They're earmuffs. We'll go with that. Yeah.
Good. Thank you for correcting me. And only 1 minute in.
Well, you got to get started, right?
Yeah. And I didn't bring any beer this morning, so I'm going to have to put up with that for an hour with not even a beer. Anyway, you can go to the iHeart app and check out the podcast section. Look for The Grillin' Guys under, I believe it's ESPN 961. And you can get our show sent to your phone, to your computer, any device you want, and just listen to us at your convenience, because you don't want to miss a word of this. We work really hard to bring you giant words of wisdom.
Right. Maybe nothing more than three syllables, though, because that's beyond our scope. But anyway, Barbecue Bob, this week we kicked the week off in a grand fashion. Something that I maybe wouldn't recommend to every griller out there. We thought we were men enough to do it, and at the end of the day, we pulled it off, but not without some challenges, I'll put it that way. And that is that Barbecue Bob and I both go to the same church, and a couple times a year our men's ministry gets together and does what's called a steak night. And, you know, we're grilling guys, so we get tapped to cook the steaks.
Yep. And actually, once a year, every year in January.
Right. Yep. All right. So the steaks, in turn, are really whole beef loins, right? Prime rib loins, right? And they got the bones in them, but we debone them, and then we cook the ribs up. And these are all on a smoker, by the way. We cook the ribs up separate so the guys, if they want to try the ribs, they can. And then we cook these whole beef loins. Well, Barbecue Bob has that American Barbecue Systems smoker, which is a incredible machine. It's like a big rotisserie, and it's got 16 racks that circulate inside the smoking chamber, offset cooking. And, you know, you get a pretty hot fire going. We put two bags of charcoal in that offset smoker, lit them up, let them get hot, loaded that thing up with 16 whole beef loins. There was 300 pounds in there, right? And we get there, and it's 21 degrees out. We're there, and it's like, ooh, this big old iron smoker, she's going to be struggling a little bit with 300 pounds of meat and 20 degrees on the outside. We better give this thing a little extra time, right?
Right.
So we hit it at we put the stuff on. We got a serve at 7 for what we thought was going to be 290 guys. So we had done some calculations, and I think they brought us 19 of these big loins, which is a lot of meat, but Bob's smoker's huge, and so we got 16.
300 pounds is what I picked up initially from Sobey.
Right. So we can get it all on Bob's smoker, right? But then we get there, and there's not 16, there's 19 of them. So we had another smoker there. We lit it up, and we put those three in that smoker. Well, the guy that's organizing the thing comes out at about 3:30, and he says, we're in trouble. And we put the meat on it, too, and we're like, what's going on? He goes, these RSVPs are flying in here to this deal. We're up to close to 400 now. And Bob and I are looking at each other like, we don't have enough meat for 400 guys. We probably got enough for 300 and a little more because we always plan for a little extra. So he blows to the store and comes back with five more. So now we're up to 24 of these whole beef loins, and those get on the smoker at 4 o'clock, and we've got to have them done by 7. So this was the challenge of this major cook that we're doing, right? So what did we do is we ramped up the temperature in that other smoker to the best we can, but again, it's another big hunk
of
iron.
Well, here's one of the faults. And also we had an extra smoker that our friend Mark brought down. But here's one of the problems. When you have a bunch of meat on that's been on for an hour and a half, 2 hours, that's up to like 110, 115 or whatever. Now you're throwing a bunch of other cold pieces on, or you're opening it way too much, so you're really starting to stagger things. It's what I would call a bit of a nightmare because now you have multiple entries into your cook. So you no longer know how the timing's going to work out on all the pieces. There are several different stagings that you've got. So
right.
What you end up doing is checking your temperatures on those a bunch more, which means I'm losing all my heat every time I open it up. So it turned out to be a smoke inhalation thing for us.
Oh, man, yeah. And,
but you know what? At the end of the thing, we had everybody fed. We had five left over.
Right.
It was kind of like we started off with fish and five loaves of bread or something.
Right, yeah.
The meat was multiplying in the smoker. It was a miracle.
Well, we cut it a little thinner than we maybe normally would have to try to make it go the distance, and it did.
Yeah, and then we had a bunch of ribs and steak loins left over.
Right.
Which I felt kind of bad about because I saw some of those steaks they were cutting, and they were just not quite up to our
standard. They were 3/4 of an inch. They weren't an inch is what we were doing, and we were trying to get 18 to 20 out of each one when we normally would get 15.
Yep.
So that's what was happening. But anyway, everybody got fed. Everybody had a good time. We did have a catastrophe. I'll save you all the details on that. But basically, a couple of those, Bob's rotisserie on the inside of that thing, we had that thing jam-packed. It couldn't hold another piece of meat. And we had two of them flop off.
They started hitting each other.
They started hitting each other.
So overloaded.
When they swell up, they're double racks and four. Anyway.
Yeah, we got over
long story, they fell in the bottom of the smoker, and to accent his comments even more, we had to unload the smoker, the rotisserie one, and I'm diving down in there. This thing's big. I'm into my waist inside a smoker that's got a 350-degree fire or more 8 inches from my head, and I'm picking up these loins off the bottom of the smoker.
We got her done.
We got her done. I had a little suntan on the back of my neck, but we got her done. But anyway, it was a lot of fun, but I guess I would recommend is be prepared for anything. We've done this many times, and we thought we had this thing locked down, man. But there's always a curveball that comes at you.
So we fed over 400 guys anyway.
Yeah,
it was a record event for them. But then I got to spend the rest of the week down in my new office mudding and taping drywall. And you said you're going to do your girlfriend's
right.
basement.
Yep. We're going to take that challenge on for Lisa. You bet.
I'll tell you what, I'm really slow at it. It's not that easy. And I found out that I am not fast at mudding because it just seems very tedious. I know some guys are probably expert at it, and they're called drywallers.
Right. Yeah, well, I'll get out on those job sites, and it's amazing the speed at which those guys go on the commercial job sites, but it's what they do all day, every day. It's like anything else. You get really good at it. You understand it.
So to make it a little bit better, I also started going back to Snap Fitness of Lowell.
Yeah.
And they have Lowell Belding in Greenville. Fantastic place, but getting back to the gym was the best thing I could have done because I find that I can't work as well when I'm getting so out of shape, and I'm getting really out of shape, so it's just really nice to get that sweat and get building muscle again. And
I think your right arm looks awesome from tipping beers and wine.
Yeah, well, right? I'll tell you what, when you fall out of it, you fall hard,
right?
And it's really hard to get back at it. I'd encourage you all to check them out. Snap Fitness of Lowell or Belding in Greenville.
Coming up next, some healthy snacks for your Super Bowl party. Stick with us. We'll be back.